I'm Antonia Gonzalez with National Native News. In today's headlines, Alaska Native leaders say a recent court decision is a win for tribes, and a youth curfew in the Gila River Indian community will continue through the end of the year. These stories and more today on National Native News. This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. The case had the potential to overturn decades of hard-fought legal battles to protect traditional fishing rights in rural Alaska. But in the end, the U.S. Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals sided with the federal government in its lawsuit against the state to protect those rights. As KNBA's Rhonda McBride tells us, the win is a major victory for tribes. A youth curfew aimed at reducing violent crime in the Gila River Indian community in Arizona has been in place since late February. As KJZZ's Gabriel Piatrazio reports, the curfew will now be in effect through the end of the year. The Spirit Lake Nation, the Turtle Mountain Band of Chippewa Indians, and Native voters are formally asking the U.S. Supreme Court to review their case involving Native voting rights in North Dakota in the court's upcoming term. They filed a petition Tuesday. According to attorneys, the plaintiffs have been fighting for fair representation for Native voters since 2022. Public statements and expert testimony in the Line 5 reroute begin Wednesday in Madison, Wisconsin. Enbridge Energy plans to build a new 41-mile segment of its pipeline. Tribal and environmental groups are among those in opposition raising environmental concerns, while supporters are pointing to jobs and an economic boost. I'm Antonia Gonzalez.